Blog Talk Radio.
What's happening, Kaden? Hello. Hello. Kaden, can you hear me? Kaden, can you hear me? Alright, let's see what's going on there. He is on. He is live. Maybe he got to take his head set off. Mute. I don't know if it's on mute. Not sure what's happening there. What's going on, everybody? This is Easy, most known unknown Easy also. Checking in with you all again. Back on the show Thursday. Got a lot to talk about today. And we'll get to it once I can get K-Down on, or at least start to hear him. Hello? Alright. Let me try one more time. Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I'm not sure what was going on there.
You got me unmuted. Hello?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Did you hear me before?
Yeah, I heard you the whole time. I'm just saying hello, hello, hello.
Got weird. But anyway, what's going on, man?
Not much. I had to come out and give me something to eat since I had my mouth set on some raviolis. Fuck the can opener, bro. And I ain't got a strong enough knife to force it through and open it myself. And I don't feel like cutting my hand, so I just came to the restaurant waiting on my food.
So, it's been a minute, man. There's still a lot to talk about. Of course, these sports. I know you talked about a couple of things online on Facebook and got a lot of comments on that. What are some of those subjects?
I can't remember. I know one of them was one of them, if I'm not mistaken, was the what should the Bears be doing, like, as far as, like, the draft pick?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I always feel like, I feel like the Bears need to try to lose this weekend to stay in that third seed and get your grilled peppers. A lot of people say, you know, you shouldn't take a safety that early, but we can play safety or a linebacker, and that's what we need.
So
he's a hybrid. He's like Brian Urlacher. You know, Brian Urlacher was drafted as a safety, but he wound up being the best middle linebacker we've had since Dick Butkus.
Yeah, okay.
So, but, you know, some people don't see things the way I see things, you know. And that's all good.
I think we definitely need some new talent. We need some fresh talent. Of course, I've seen the last couple of games.
We suck at it.
Congratulations with your punk ass winning the fantasy sports.
No. It's Sir Super Bowl Fantasy Football Champion. It's not
whatever.
If Sir Fantasy Football Sports Talks Champion, that's what my name is until next season.
Yeah, I don't know.
And
I'll call you that, but.
And I'm waiting on my Super Bowl trophy, and I'm going to get it engraved and everything. Yes, I ordered a Super Bowl replica trophy.
So, I'm still unsure what's supposed to happen after that whole last thing.
Oh, it's over with. That's it. That's the end of it. It's still next season. I think they got it to where if you want to, you could do like those one day fantasy things, but I don't think you do that because it'd be a bunch of shit with all that. I think that's what it's geared towards, to keep people doing it all year. But that's not me.
Okay, because I was looking at the standards and how that was supposed to work. I thought they were supposed to give us, you know, a little cheddar if you placed a certain place.
No,
at least for one good game.
Yeah, like if you're doing I forgot what those leagues called now, but it's those one-day fantasy draft teams and all that. You get cheddar once you place up in them after one game, you know, but not with the fantasy thing. Like, we should have had a pot so I could have got some money for that, but, you know, next year we probably, you know, if everybody wants to do $15, $20 a good, you know, then the winner get a trophy and, you know, what you call that? The money.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that'll work a little bit better.
You know, it'll make people actually pay attention to the league, you know, because we had a couple people, I ain't going to say their name, Isaac, that, you know, they wasn't paying attention to the league because they had money in another league. And I understand that because he did have a nice little pot in the other league he was in, so I wasn't mad at him because I wouldn't have been paying attention either.
Yeah.
You know, Andrew, he just sort of loser, you know. But at least I won my other two leagues. It don't matter in your other two leagues. We in the Sports Talk League. That's the only thing that matters.
Yeah. For some reason, I believe that league probably ain't know what it was doing.
Yeah, because he had 171 points. I don't know how they had their point spread set up, but it was crazy.
Well,
especially
for my first time doing
a
fantasy league,
wide receivers.
Are you talking about in our league?
No, Andrew, up on his other league, he had two top wide receivers and a top running back. I don't know what the hell they was doing to let him get all that shit, but they suck.
Yeah.
I bet you a lot of people didn't show up to draft. It wasn't
that
hard for the background noise.
Yeah, I think he probably planned on the league that we had with him being just thrown together and nobody actually really participating, but it wasn't bad.
Yeah.
Even though I lost terribly, I think I did pretty good for a dude that don't really play football.
You got lucky on that little win streak you had.
I don't call six games straight lucky. I call three
lucky,
but I don't call six games straight lucky. You included in one of those, so I don't really call that lucky.
Yeah, and I'm the one.
And if it wasn't for a technicality,
so, okay.
It wasn't for a technicality. On my part, you wouldn't even see that first place. So, thank God for me not knowing the right players to pick.
No, I had first pick. I had first place anyway.
No, you would have lost. You already said it. What
no,
you say?
I had
thank
first,
you for not putting
no,
Matthews
I had,
in. And
no,
I didn't
first.
Put in Dak, which would have had a better game than obviously Kirk
no,
Cousins
no.
had that game.
But I
so either
I
way,
still
go, you would have lost again.
I still would have been in
yeah,
first
but you
would
have lost again. But you would have lost again.
No, but I did. And that's because
yeah,
Cam Newton sucked ass all year. All year he sucked. Like, he cost
that
me so many games. He cost me so many games this year. And then, like, my quarterback played period. Like when Aaron Rodgers sucked, you know, Jordy Nelson didn't do too good. Like, the quarterback's plays this season just suck. So, you know, that cost me three games right there. That cost me from quarterbacks playing suck ass.
Well, yeah, he definitely had a turnaround season.
No, I didn't have a turnaround. I'm just raw like that. I knew I was going to win anyway. Remember what I said in the beginning?
Yeah, that's why you're thanking me for stuff that I messed up on.
No, it wasn't you. It was E-Rod. It was E-Rod that gave me the motivation when he said that he hoped that I beat Andrew. That helped me on my six-game winning streak until I ran into Carnell punk ass at the end of the season. Stopped my seven-game winning streak, but I still kicked his ass in the Super Bowl, so it don't matter.
Anyways, what's happening with these Bears, man?
They need to lose. That's what happened. That's what's happening. They need to lose.
What do you think of this quarterback, Barkley? Barkley.
He sucked too.
So after the 4 or 5 games he's been in, you still don't see no improvement?
No. I mean, he sucked.
Oh man. What will we do about that? Do we got any options at quarterback?
No.
For the draft?
No, not really. I mean, because I don't think we need to use our first pick on the quarterback.
Not the first pick. I'm not saying that. But just any – do you see any quarterback options? I mean, not for that first pick. I know we need
we don't need major help on defense. We just need defensive backs.
We need some type of leader. I can tell you that I do not know who is the leader out there on the defensive end.
I mean, I know who the leader is. It's just his punk ass was injured all season long. That's the problem.
Who is the leader out there on defense?
Pernell McPhee. But he was injured just about the whole season. I mean, and they need to, and I think they need to cut their losses with Jarrell Freeman and the other middle linebacker that we just got, Danny Trevathan. I think they need to get K-Dub. I call him K-Dub because I don't know how to say his last name. Kalawoski or some shit. We need to get K-Dub that middle linebacker spot. And then they need to fit Robertson Harrison in as the other middle linebacker, because he's a big guy, he can bull rush, he can cover too. So that's what I think they need to do, but they need to revamp certain spots in that team. And that's linebacker, because we have the linebackers, but they need to get all new DBs and quarterback and fix that left side on that line, offensive line.
Plus, Sally Bell is looking up as far as running back, or at least our first string. He looked pretty good this year towards the end.
I mean, it's not looking up. We got our two running backs for the future. I mean, they need to stay with Langford and Howard. Howard being number one and Langford being the third down back. And then they can run a fullback, running back, with two running backs instead of a real fullback. I mean, they got options right there, but.
And because of so many injuries, it definitely opened up the floodgates for the wide receivers who kind
of
showed
out. All the motherfuckers suck. I mean, a lot of people talking about, so I'm in a group. That's for the Bears fans. All I'm talking about is Cameron and Meredith next year. No, Cameron Meredith suck ass. He only caught short passes. We didn't see him up against any strong cornerback. He didn't show you any extra flair on specialty type passes. He didn't catch any one toe passes in the back of the end zone or nothing like that. He's not. He just be good because he's the only fucking option. And so, he's out of that. I mean,
you had,
everybody think
yeah, White, yeah, Thompson.
I mean, but White is injured. White was injured this whole season. So he's semi looking like a fucking bust right now. But I do think he can come together. But I do think he can come together, and if he can stay healthy, I think he is going to be one of those breakout players. But the thing is, he has to stay healthy. Everybody,
yeah,
everybody's going White.
I think we
bust.
Had a lot of injuries.
Yeah, everybody's throwing White up under the bus right now, but they got to remember Rowdy White. And I mean, not Rowdy White. What's that wide receiver for the motherfucking Atlanta Falcons? It used to be Rowdy White.
Jones?
Yeah, Julio Jones was injured mostly his first two seasons, too. And now that he can stay healthy, you look at him. So I don't throw White. I'm not going to. He's too quick to throw White up under the bus. So,
right.
You know. People need to just understand, like,
he's kind
just
of,
been dealt.
Yeah.
He's just been dealt.
It wasn't like we wasn't plagued. It wasn't like we wasn't plagued by injuries this year. You know what I'm saying? So, he's not the only one. Well, I often think about getting old-ass players. Like, I don't know why we picked up Eddie Royal. No offense to him. He's actually a pretty good player, but he's old.
Pretty good player. Yeah, you could lose
him. Yeah, back in his golden days.
Yeah, you could lose, you know.
Hey, you used
Eddie
to hit
Royal
a name
always,
around the NFL.
Eddie Royal always been a fourth option at his best. This motherfucker only played fucking 13 games with us since he's been with us. He's been with us 3 seasons. Why the fuck is they holding on to him? I don't know. But he gotta be doing something to someone. He got some dirt on somebody because I don't understand why they've been holding on to this weak ass bastard for 3 seasons and he ain't been playing shit. He get injured 3 times every year. He come back, play a game, play half a game, and then go out. Fuck all that.
Well, I don't deny that you are right about that. We definitely could use some cap space to get rid of his ass.
So,
a lot of issues with us this year. I'm definitely looking forward to getting rid of Cutler, but although there hasn't been much talk about it, I know that's the first major step we need to work on.
I don't see no big reason in getting rid of him, especially if you talk about getting a rookie quarterback and picking up. People talk about some go get Tony Romo. Tony Romo was only good because Tony Romo was behind the best fucking offensive line in the motherfucking history of the NFL. That's the only reason.
Yeah, that's what I've been hearing.
I don't understand why I'm still waiting on my food. They got fucking 5 cooks and a room full of people that came in after me. And the room full of people that stick up in here after me have gotten their food and they sitting there and they're eating. I want to know why am I still waiting on a burger and some fries?
I'm waiting that long. This show has been going on for almost 20 minutes.
Yes, I am at Big and Little's on Orleans. I will never come back to this restaurant again.
Yep. And we gonna we had to get you and Jimmy back on to talk more Bears stuff, and I think y'all got a strong thing is going there. So maybe I can get Andrew on if I try. Also, I don't know if you've been checking out the Bulls.
Not really. I get all the updates from everybody, but I ain't been really paying too much attention to their ads. The problem is they have Jimmy Butler, and that's really it. I mean, Dwayne Wade, he's doing what he can do, but Dwayne Wade wasn't brought in to be a scorer. So everyone else needs to learn how to start scoring, especially that weak ass bench. So
yeah, we don't have a great bench, but what I will say, if from what I've seen, Rondo, of course, he needs to be a little more effective on the offensive end. He's great at defense, but he definitely needs to be a little more effective on the offensive end. We don't really got a bench. That is true. I wish we kind of did have a little more advantage. Like most people coming off the bench, you got Miritich, who was a scorer. You got what's buddy's name? That small forward. I'm trying to think of his name. Little young white buddy.
McDermott.
But yeah, McDermott. He's a scorer. And then that's really it. I mean, we got a few other prospects that can probably do some. I think Valentine was supposed to be something serious. He's supposed to be pretty good, but he's not really contributing like I figured. I think Carter Williams is back in the lineup, which is a good thing, you know what I'm saying? We can definitely use him to
Valentine
be more effective.
Well, you
got to show your worth, and I think he was injured at the start of the season, so he's still working with him.
Well, I
haven't seen a lot of Portis, which is
you can't show your Portis fucking suck ass. You can't show your worth if you don't get put in the damn game.
I'm just saying that, you know, when he started that last season, you know, it was a little different. He was a lot stronger. Now I don't know what's going on.
Oh, you talking about Portis now? Man, Portis sucked last season. Portis was coming in against motherfucking backups. Now he going in with motherfucking starters. Now he going in with starters and they beating his motherfucking ass up. He sucked.
I mean, we were pretty effective at the start of the year. No, I don't think you're lying. You know what I'm saying? I seen it in the game. I think the last game I was able to watch to the fullest was the game. What was it? It was them. Who did they play that night? Oh, they played the Washington Wizards. And I don't know what happened. I don't know if the chemistry is just off in the fourth or going into the fourth or what. Because it used to be they come back in the fourth. This time they let the team... They was up by like a good dub, and they just let the team come back. And then I don't know if they ran out of wind. I don't know what went wrong, because it wasn't like scoring was an issue, but they let them come back and beat them, and it was terrible.
Man, you
know
what the issue is, man. All you gotta do is just look at the game. The issue was Fred Hoiberg, dumbass, kept that weak ass bench in too long. And then when you put motherfucking Jimmy and Wade in like the last six motherfucking minutes with them down, Jimmy and Wade forcing shit, trying to hurry up and come back to win the game. And when you trying to force shit to come back and win, that's never a good motherfucking good recipe. I mean, you always gonna fucking fail when you force the shit.
But you got to remember, you can't win with just, you know, your starting five, because they ain't going to stay in the game all day unless,
he needs to learn how to do management way better.
If you have a bench, you have to use the bench. There's no reason to have a bench if you're not going to use it. I understand you got to use it effectively, but I'm just saying.
Here's his problem. When he first started the game, Jimmy Butler plays the first 2.5 quarters straight. He used Jimmy too long at the fucking beginning of the game. Then he wants to take Jimmy out so Jimmy can get a rest. But when he's trying to get Jimmy a rest, it's too fucking late. It's crunch time, and we need Jimmy. He needs to go back and watch motherfucking game management, that Phil Jackson, that Greg Popovich, he needs to watch game management from those great coaches, and then he will learn what he's fucking up at. First off, at the end of the first quarter, there's no reason why Jimmy Butler or Dwayne Wade or Rondo or any of the starters need to be on the court. You never seen Kobe Bryant playing the last 5 minutes of the first quarter. You never seen him playing the first 3 minutes of the second quarter. You got to manage it right. He don't know how to manage a team. He don't even know who to put on the floor with each other. There's no motherfucking reason why you should have Bobby Portis, Nikola Mirotic, Robin Lopez in as your big men. There's no reason you should have that. You shouldn't have Robin Lopez in with them motherfuckers at all unless it's down in the last couple motherfucking minutes and you need Doug McDermott to hit a couple threes. That's the only time. You got your other starters out there any damn way. He don't know how to manage a motherfucking team. That's the problem right there. It's not because we don't have a bench. I mean, of course, we will have a bench when our bench gel, because the people coming up off our bench, starting our bench starting squad, will actually be decent. With Valentine, it'll be Valentine, Michael Carter Williams, and Portis and being the rest of them motherfuckers. I don't know the rest of them. You know, they not worthy of me to even trying to figure out what their names is. But, like, you'll have them. So you'll have that solid second group, you know. But he don't know how to fucking manage his team. He don't know who – he don't even know the strength of the players that he has. Because he put motherfuckers out there like, you putting Bobby Portis in at center. How the fuck is Bobby Portis playing center? You're going to get out-rebounded. If you play Bobby Portis at center, you're going to get out-rebounded. Then when you start getting out-rebounded, you know what happens when you get out-rebounded, right? You get outscored. And when you get outscored, you lose the damn game.
That is true. So we don't have to work on managing.
They got a college coach. Well, they got a high school coach coaching the NBA. That's the problem.
They got somebody
who could be teaching fundamentals to kids, coaching the grown ass men.
Oh man, well, we gonna hope they turn it around.
I gonna turn it around.
Right now, they're in 8th place. They 16-16. Yeah, they definitely need more work. I still think they're going to end in 4th place. We have some strength, but we do need to get some of that stuff worked out.
There's no way in here they're going to finish at 4th place.
I feel like they will. If they get everything together, if everything running off all cylinders and everything is working right, we can get in that 4th place. We can finish in 4th place. We
ain't that far, right? That is one big ass if. I ain't never seen an I and an L big as that one.
We don't have more time to talk about it on the next show. But we're going to wrap up this one. Instead of talking to you, K-Down, I'm pretty sure we got more to come. Once we get settled and situated, we'll let y'all know. Well, this is Easy, most known unknown, Easy Oso, checking out.
K-Down, don't call me KB. Kevin Durant, bitch ass.
We gonna holler at y'all. Blow y'all radio. Brohood, Live and Sports Radio. See y'all later.
All right, later.